This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves for Saturday, June 27th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Philip Grant reports about solar energy in Columbia County.
And I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Industrial Development Agency voted on Tuesday, June the 23rd, to move an application by Sunstream Partners to create a solar energy farm in the town of Greenport. The farm would be located on land owned by Kenneth Crane and A. Colarusso and Son on County Route 31. It would house a 21-acre solar panel field. The primary beneficiaries for the solar energy produced at the location would be St. Peter's Partners and the Center for Disability Services, both based in Albany. The project would cost roughly $12 million, and the primary investor in the project was identified as M&T Bank.
Neva Wartell reports about an internet radio station in Beacon.
And Matthew Lazar in Radio Survivor reports that The Ground, an internet radio station run by Josh Kogan and Vicky Vergolina, has launched down the Hudson River in Beacon. Vergolina produces for the Both Sides Now radio program, and Kogan hosts the podcast Undergrowth through the Radio Hive Collective in New York City. They are using the former assistant principal's office in the old Beacon High School as a studio and are looking for hosts. Quote, "Our mission is to operate a community radio studio where members can come in, record, and air on our web-based station. Broadcasting voices and melody brings a different way of communicating in an overwrought media culture where the art of conversation is sometimes muted and other times lost. We believe it is important to get community conversations going and to create a forum to get those underrepresented voices and sounds heard," unquote. Read the full story at Radio Survivor.
And Philip Grant reports about Saugerties newspaper going out of business.
Ryan Hubert is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Post Star will cease publication this week. The Saugerties weekly newspaper has been in active circulation for 138 years. Larry Thornton, an employee of the Post Star's advertising department, said the paper got its start in 1877 when it was a daily publication called the Saugerties Post. As time went on, the paper shifted to a weekly schedule. The Post Star is owned by Gatehouse Media, which is based in the Rochester suburb of Pittsburgh. The company also owns the Times Herald Record of Middletown. That is a story that you can read in the Daily Freeman.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a rainy Saturday starting around 4 p.m. with increasing clouds throughout the day and a high near 61. Rain overnight with thunderstorms also possible after 2 a.m. and there could be up to 1 to 2 inches of rain possible. Sunday showers are also likely, possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 71 and a low around 55. Monday should be partly sunny with a high near 73. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.